Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Young Maine, 35 riders,
that's why I run, will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost, yeah, I ain't going to get some more, can't be broke, that's why I run, I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept me blessing, now I'm shining, I'm running like it's nuts, why I run,
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow, I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept me blessing, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts, that's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept me blessing, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts, why.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept me hustling, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts, that's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
I want everything I see. I want to go in every mall, in every state, in every country, and buy shit. Whether I can afford it or not, nigga, I want bitches, I want cars, I don't give a fuck. I want it all. That's what the fuck we here for.
Same life is about the dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Staying life is about the dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Staying life is about the dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Staying life is about the dream, nigga.
It's just so many women. It's just so many chains. It's just so many watches. It's just too many things. I want. So many bottles,
it ain't on my mind. I ain't gon' front, I ain't gon' lie. I'd rather have a M than an empty pocket. If hundreds ain't in them, them jeans ain't mine. That's what I want, motherfucker. I'd never be a bum, motherfucker. We talking about like it ain't about the money. You just sound like a dumb motherfucker. A house on the hill by the lake. All real niggas can relate. You trying to book me for free? But my rent is due on today. A better life is what we after. Cause every dream I gotta capture. I always knew that I would blow up one day like a nuclear reactor.
Money, money, money. That's all I want. Things ain't cutting.
From the cradle to a label, from the cater to the majors to the paper, no more neighbors. I used to say I never cared about the money till I put food on my mama's table. Followed the trail, could have been in jail. The way that I lived could have been fatal. Must have had an angel. It's funny how I'm always on the screen, but as a teen I never had cable. But now I want it all, the wealth, the ladies, the whips. I took a fantasy and made it exist. No one ever handed us shit. We took what we had and we made it the shit. That's transforming dusty to luxury. Being off in the cut, the cutlery. That's the gist, that's the summary. So if you feel how I'm feeling, then fuck with me.
All I want is money. Money, money, money. That's all I want. Things ain't honey. Honey, honey, honey. That's all I want.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 15, the current goes down every Wednesday night, guys, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Honest on the line with you tonight. It's just me holding it down solo, dolo. My other host is actually at an event out there in Florida. I believe it's the Florida Music Awards of some sort. So shout out to Florida for showing love and recognizing their state's hard work and their efforts and whatnot. So shout out to the homie out there, Tiffin Town. And yeah, so it's just me tonight. Again, Global 14, the cut by is made to global14.com. And you guys can also head over to that site, check it out, see what we got going on and whatnot. Let me see you guys. So last week, we came on here and we had just a brief little, you know, conversation, dialogue, me and Golden pretty much. We didn't have a guest. I don't have a guest tonight either. I'm still ripping and running crazy from these conferences. You guys touched down from DJs United Conference about 2 weeks ago. The next conference is Core DJs in Miami, Florida. I probably won't touch down to that one. But you guys still can, so make sure that you are hooking up with a Core DJ or go to their site, Core DJs. I mean, just Google Core DJs and you'll find everything you need. Tony Neal, I am Tony Neal, is his Twitter. You guys can follow that and get all of the information so that you can touch down to their 10-year Core DJ conference. So 10-year anniversary, that's pretty dope. Anytime you have something going on that long, that's a good deal. That's progress, that's consistency, that's what's up. You guys, I hate when it's just me because, again, I always feel like I'm talking to myself, but hey, it is what it is. I know that you're listening because I get to go back and see the numbers and all of that, and it's good. So tell a friend to tell a friend. We will be having all of you artists that are interested in getting your music played. Yes, we hear you. We have all your music from the conferences and everything, and we're going to get this music uploaded and get you guys up and running. We're going to do some interviews coming up in these next few weeks, so we're going to be really, really busy with that, but we're going to get you guys in for the unsigned review. And then after that, we will actually put your song into rotation in our queue. It's, you know, it's up to par. You know, your quality got to be on point. You got to be a hit, you know. We're not the end-all, be-all, as we say, but however, we do have it. Ear, an industry ear rather, so we want to be able to not just play the music to say you played it. We want to actually be able to provide great feedback or praise you for the excellent work that she did on that record. So just hang in tight with us. Hang in there. So I actually had a record I wanted to play tonight. I said this last week, and hopefully it will cooperate with me so they can play it. And it was by this artist named Skinny. Really enjoy him. And like I said, hopefully I'll be able to get that record up going for you guys. So I did want to say this, and it kind of makes it boring when it's just me and not Golden. But I did want to say the whole Mimi Foss thing. I'm really over it, and I'm very surprised that a lot of people, like I saw all these alleged reports that there was actually a shortage of star rods. So I don't know how, I mean, obviously that's what TMZ said, that there's a shortage of star rods at these stores because everybody's going out getting star rods, and I mean, I don't know. And I'm just wondering what you guys think about that. Is this a new thing? Is this okay to do? Is this something that women should be looking to do to get, you know, I don't know. Like, I think to each his own. Honestly, I didn't watch the tape. So I don't know the hype about the shower rod and all that. I just see all of the memes, memes and all that. So I can't really speak on it. But it's just shocking to see that... he really needs to turn down. It's shocking to see that there actually was sales boost and all boost of sales around this tape. So, like I said, y'all just let me know what y'all think. I'm really interested in that. Hit me up on Twitter at Onyx254 at Global14 because let me know what you think about this whole sex tape ordeal. Because I honestly am over it, you guys, and I thought that we would be past this, but apparently we're not. So, yeah, Love & Hip Hop ACL season 3 coming up soon. Or is it season 4? Yeah, season 3. So y'all let me know what you do, what y'all think about that. The other thing I wanted to keep y'all up to, let's get back to the music stuff. That's really what I be on, music and business. Let's get back to that real quick. There is A3C is having a festival. They're actually touching down to this summer, 10 or 12 different cities. I want to say maybe 10 cities. And they're looking for artists. You can actually submit through Reverb Nation. It's free. And you can go out and audition live. And during A3C Festival, they're going to have a special showcase just for these artists. So this time, you don't have to have the big budget or big buzz. You just need to get out to these cities. I know they're going to D.C., Detroit, Houston, Dallas, Austin. So Texas really has no excuse because there's several cities. New Orleans, they're coming out to New Orleans. And again, A3C Hip Hop Festival is one of the biggest festivals. This is actually, I believe, their 10th year. So you guys will definitely want to get out there and test down and perform. So good biz. Yeah, just follow their Twitter at A3C Festival so you can get all of that information. There's quite a few things going on, so just stay tuned, stay closer to the show. Not going to bore you guys to death talking about all of that. What else did I find? Mixtapes. I'm trying to think of who dropped a mixtape. I heard a lot of talk about a mixtape this week, and I don't have any of my notes prepared and ready. Just throwing off. Just all out of tapes tonight. But I'm going to get back right. Y'all give me a minute to get back right. That's all I need is just a little minute. I did have an opportunity to speak with Kevin Black, and we're going to have his interview come on. I'm sure we also have an opportunity to interview a couple of people, Glasses Malone at the West Coast. Shout out to him. And Looney Tunes, the producer of Rihanna's Love Song. So there's a couple of people that we have in store ready to bring on the show so you can hear all about how they're moving and what exactly they have going on. So, yeah. What else? Did y'all see the news about Jay-Z, that guy that sold their masters and just now finding the fact that they thought it was lost. Basically, they thought it was lost. They said it's worth like over $5 million. That's crazy. Jay-Z got that mad cheese, yo, $5 million for the masters. Somebody had it just hidden in the warehouse. And they said that he called the police, I guess NYPD or whatever, whoever he called, the police and all of this, And then they had got involved with, I guess the dude was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to meet you here. We're going to settle for this or you can do this. And, you know, just basically extortion or whatever, trying to sell the masters and everything. It was crazy. And so I guess when he went to meet the guys for, like, the money or whatever, that's when the LAPD showed up and, you know, shut down shop. So, but I just thought that was crazy, the fact that he actually has, I mean, of course he has millions, but just to know that the masters is worth that much, and this whole time they thought it was lost, and somebody didn't hold in them. So I don't know if y'all saw that story, and of course I didn't come with the names and the exact dates and all of that, but it just went down so recently, like this past week. So I thought that was crazy, just the fact that the matter that it's worth that much money, and it goes back to when Jay-Z, like, first started. So crazy, crazy. So, but what I'm going to do right now is actually play Tora, because do y'all remember Tora? Because Sick of Being Lonely with Phil Mobb. Well, she came on the show not too long ago and dropped off her single. So I want to play that for you guys right now. And then hopefully I can have this record from this kid, AP Skinny, because she is super dope. I let, like, a couple college kids hear it, and they really were into it. So I want to play that record for you guys, get y'all's opinion as well. And again, we are going to do the Unsigned Artist Review. Just give us some time. We're just getting back a swing of things. I know it's no excuse. But hey, you know, got to work with us. We're working with you, work with us. All right, let me drop this Spray Drum record by Twerker. Global 14 Records, coming back.
But I know. Him watching me from afar, and he can't help it cause he knows I'm a star. He can buy me everything they sell at the bar. It won't be that easy just to get to my heart. Already know his type, get everything he likes, but baby not tonight. I am not that girl. He can have the world, but he can't.
Moments when I feel like I'm just don't have it together. it's awesome show days. Mind you guys, I do have a 9-to-5 joint, so I don't just keep the hoppy play on a radio show and whatnot, interview people. But I just feel like I am so, I don't even know if overwhelmed is the word. I have my hands in so many different things, guys, like, and it's exciting projects now. So don't, you know, it's not bad things, but it's just like, oh my God. I feel like I'm so everywhere. And then when Gold is not on the show to help, you know, to come through and say whatever he want to say, it gives me a moment to, you know, gather my thoughts. But you guys, it's off the chain today. I had to off the chain, off the chain. I'm trying to get these records placed. This Ain't Too Skinny. I really wanted to be able to submit after you guys. Hopefully I can get that in the next few minutes here and then stop rambling about it. But we'll see what happens next. Also, tonight is actually an event taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, which I was going to check down to, but did not, decided not to go out to. And it's the R&B Divas show. And Neela from 702, she's going to be on Atlanta R&B Divas. So she's actually doing like a lipstick launch versus, lipstick launch joining as also the R&B Divas premiere show. So I thought that was going to be pretty dope, exciting for her. I'm looking forward to watching the season. I'm going to tell you who I'm not a fan of now anymore. I'm going to be real. After watching that season, I don't know how we went to reality TV, but I'm going to tell you this. I am not a fan of Kim from Brownstone anymore. Like, you couldn't stop me from playing Brownstone. Like, I found myself, when the record comes on, like, changing it. And not the same when somebody's, like, actions and the way that they're either portrayed on the show or the way that they come about on the show just make you, just not even want to deal with the show anymore. I mean, it's just, or not want to deal with their music. It's just the same. So, gosh, you got to be careful about these perceptions out here. Things that you do with these reality TV joints can really mess you up. I mean, it can make or break you. So, I wonder if anybody, if you had the opportunity as an indie artist, not an indie artist, unknown, but if you had the opportunity to do a reality show, I wonder, would you do it? What do you mean? And let me know. Would you participate in a reality show? If they told you you were too boring, would you turn it up for TV? And also, can we get a new word this year for the remaining 6 months of the year coming up? We're getting ready to be in the second joint. Second part of the year. Can we say something else other than turn up? I mean, that's getting old as well, so. I promise y'all I'm not going to ramble too much longer. I really am honestly just trying to find these records so that I can drop them for you because I really, really want y'all to hear them. And like I said, it's like talking to yourself. When the whole thing here, I'm going to celebrity interview, it's just like blase, blase, talking to myself. But what I will do, because I'm still proud of my homie August for doing his thing and letting everybody know, don't ask me about their songs. I'm doing my thing. My album is out. I want to play his record, his first single that he was introduced to you guys as I Love It with Jehovah. And then James. Let's go ahead and drop that real quick so I can try to find this record. I want y'all to hear it. All right. Global First Team to Cut.
Feeling amazing. Got a voicemail on my phone from a little breezy feeling X-rated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's thirsty. Man, I stay on that for life. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love. I'm rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no bitch nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love.
What you know about love? What love know about you? When I try something new, you refuse to believe that my love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you. But the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gonna do? I don't understand this girl, 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 girl. I don't understand this girl, 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 girl. Looking for a real nigga, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways. Love it, love it, love it.
Let me tell you about Daddy's me. I come from dropping chicken and hockey sack, that crime wire than the face. Where the closest thing to Hollywood we saw was palm trees. My favorite politics of cat the neighborhoods with the D. Henry Man was the nigga in the street. Granny told me clean my plate. What you think you got a mate? One day I'm gon' be made off this music getting paid. Rest in peace, prostitute before my pop queen. Drug dealer turned into fame. My granddaddy was that perfect example of fallen king. I just look like this, but I'm the definition of a struggle. That's why I come through shining like a coin.
I'm from the hole in the wall, but
I just look like this. If I gotta guarantee this off the muscle.
Yeah.
That's why I come through brand. Cause I got no coin.
Graduated honest in a hole in the wall. Mama made sure I never had a hole in my drawer. Get the lady telling pride of a great strawberry honey chip. My granny give me a dollar so I can buy. Been a trend in the 12, my cousin robbed my innocence. Gave a new meaning to family first. And the niggas in the church with the words, preach a verse and a thirst. Yes, beauty was a gift and a curse. Lil Tasha had HIV and I didn't understand. No, I didn't understand. How a mother let a child for that white girl, for that white girl. Fuck a grown ass man.
What you see up on your channel when you turn a lifetime? I done seen it, I've been through it in my young lifetime. I just look like this, but I'm the definition of a struggle. That's why I come through shining like a coin.
I'm from the hole in the wall, but
I just look like this. If I gotta guarantee this off the muscle.
Yeah.
That's why I come through
brand.
Cause I got new coins.
Already, that's my word, y'all. I know I say that all the time. Welcome back to Global 14, the crack. Yo, so look, check this out. I did sign the record by Ain't You Skinny, but then my sister tried to give me a little trouble to upload it. So you know what? We just going to just save that when I can properly introduce it, talk about it again like I want it, and give you guys this information. Because like I said, I really enjoy it. College kids like it. The conference, everybody there liked it. It was dope. I think it's pretty whack that, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and ramble and talk all night to y'all by myself, because that's what it is. I'm just talking to myself, and I don't want to do that, so I think I'm going to go ahead and ride out tonight. Don't forget, you guys, A3C Festival is definitely an important place for you to touch down and perform, get your name out there, get your performance game up, get your experience up. They have the free auditions, like I said, 10 cities, I believe. It could be 8 to 10. I can't remember specifically how many cities, but it's definitely quite a few. So Google, you guys, Google, get out there, do your thing, grind, get some behind that computer, because that's not enough. Yes, we need to move around in these streets and make something happen. So, Core DJ's conference is coming up as well. And like I said, you guys, give me a minute, you know, I've been sick, been working. kids, spring break, just every excuse I can keep going. So just give me a quick break. Give me a minute. Promise you will come back and go hard like never before. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm checking out the ratings and numbers, and y'all are still hanging with me and rocking with it. So I appreciate that. Again, at Global 14, the site, at Global 14, hit us up. And then at Onyx 254, as you can find me on everything. IG, Twitter, Global 14, and then also at the Golden Fleece, you can find him as well. Shout out to my staff and tech guy, Lamont. We appreciate you always, homie. Need you more than ever, because this is totally tripping and not want me to play the records I want. And what's next? Yeah, that's pretty much it. I also wanted to ask you guys how y'all felt about seeing online. Let me go back to this. I know I'm doing them both down. How do y'all feel about everybody selling hair, selling boutique, selling the Wake Up Now, telling you how to get your credit right? How do y'all feel about all these people doing that you know personally, and how they living and how they rocking? How do y'all feel about them trying to convince you to join up with it? Let me say it right first. I want to hang with people that's successful. I want to hang with people that's got money and coming up. Like, broke can't hang with broke. And I ain't calling myself broke, but I've been so wealthy. Like, you know, I take their business. So, but I'm just saying, like, I don't feel comfortable linking up with folks that I know is not even nowhere near where I am financially. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know if that's a good look. I wonder what you guys, what do y'all think about that? All these boutiques, do you trust the material and the quality? Like, can everybody just own a boutique now? Does it not require any type of, I mean, I'm just kind of trying to figure out how this went about. And also this chick said she sent hair to a girl, and the girl lied and said she didn't get the hair. And so PayPal basically took the money out of her account or out of her bank. So, I mean, it's great that everybody's doing the entrepreneurship thing, but shouldn't we try to, you know, now we got to put other forms of paper. And she's been doing business for a minute. She's actually, this woman had a club at one point and everything. So now we get to the point where we actually have to come with the agreements and the paperwork. So I wonder how many people, now that this is happening, now that they're getting sick, are going to be able to come with that paperwork part versus just, I'm trying to get this money, and I'm owning this, and I'm doing this. So how do y'all feel about that? Do you want to join a business, work with people that's worse off than yourself, if I worded that right? And do you feel comfortable launching and doing your own business just via Facebook, Instagram, and stuff like that, with everybody else doing the same thing? I think I would want to do something a little bit more innovative, and then definitely take precaution knowing that people are out there scheming to get over, even on some hair. I mean, that's just embarrassing. I mean, come on, it's weird. Really? But I don't know. That's just random. This is something I want to wonder for you guys. So you can hit me up. Let me know what you think at Onyx254. That's it. So because Cordelia's conference is the next conference coming up, y'all know I like to try to support and lead into and go for it and do it like that. So we're going to drop this Tony Nell record. Yeah, you didn't know he raps, he did. And he did a good job, actually. And this is called You See Me, and it features Quartz. So let me drop this joint, and we riding out, and that's it. See you next week on the set. I promise you I'm going to have a guest. I'm going to have my host back, and we're going to do it just right how we always do it. All right. See y'all next week, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific.
Say that music.
About that, doubt that, wholesale, what you need? I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be around a fake ass sucker, son of the great shit. Bitch, I'm doing my job. You see me?
me all this ice on. Black diamonds, but they brighter than your white ones. Enough whip to sell a dealer coupe. Triple black service swerving on them hula hoops. Louis shoes, Gucci on my skin. Duffel bag full of ones, bout to get it in. Hold up, am I clear to you? You ain't gotta lead a trap, I bring them packs there to you. 30 deep, wearing all black. Made back, Benz and Venus, rolling back to back. 30 bottles in the VIP. My life looks like they filming Mr. TNT. 800 round magazine, riding round with a couple bitches out the magazine. These rap niggas playing make-believe. Axe round in the street, torch major league. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. I'm doing my numb, I'm doing my numb. Axe around in them streets, boy, I'm doing my numb. About that, dealt that, wholesale, what you need? I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. Riding in New York like I'm in Miami. In Miami like I'm in New York, bitch, you candy. Probably not, keep it lower than the Caesar. Black card, no limit, I don't fuck with Visa. Passport, got a bunch of stamps in it. Trinidad, Africa, to Amsterdam in it. On your TV, on your corner. Popping gold bottles with a quart of water. I don't ride by the hood, I be in it. Real D, boy, dope game, I'm deep in it. I be on my chill shit, but don't try me. The shooter slide by your mama house with them Tommies. Laughing, but ain't a damn thing funny. When the ski mask on, nothing move but the money. I'ma shine when it's showtime. Self-made, I don't need a fucking cosign. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. I'm doing my numb, I'm doing my numb.